3. The Consulship of Julius and Caesar. What if, someone else said, he wants to be consul and still retain his army? To this, Pompey responded mildly, What if my son wants to attack me with a stick? These words have made people suspect that Pompey is having a row with Caesar. Letter from Caelius Rufus to Cicero, October 51 BC. The young Octavius was only 4 when his father died, bequeathing the bulk of his fortune to his only son. Family wealth was intended to support the careers of future generations. Aristocratic marriage was usually a question of immediate political or financial advantage, and divorce and remarriage were common. Julius Caesar was betrothed in his youth and then married 3 times. Pompey married 4 times. Just as Atia did not take her husband's name when she married Caius Octavius, her property remained separate and, apart from the dowry, was controlled for her benefit by her father. It was unusual for a wife to inherit her husband's property, and instead the expectation was always that any children, and especially sons, would be the principal heirs. Guardians were appointed in the will to oversee the boy's property until he came of age. One of them was Caius Taranius, the man who had been aedile, and perhaps also quaestor, with the child's father. Property needed to be managed, and money invested to protect and ideally expand the inheritance. Taranius was later accused of spending much of Caius Octavius' fortune for his own ends. There is always the possibility that it was misjudgment more than deliberate abuse of his position, but as an adult, Octavius would not see it that way and would, in due course, exact grim retribution. Atia was a valuable asset to her father. Still young, she was probably in her 20s, and capable of bearing more children, it would have been abnormal for her not to remarry. Roman law imposed a 10-month period before it was acceptable for a widow or divorced woman to take another husband, since this ought to make clear the paternity of any child. Marcus Attius Balbus had done well through his marriage to Julius Caesar's sister,